morning, everyone. My name is Kat Belgrave, and I am reporting from the SHHWR, Church of the Nazarene Network. Our discussion today is based on hope, and we will be engaging the audience of their views on this topic. But before we get into our special program, let us open with a prayer from Kyra of the Hope Road Station, followed by a song, On Christ the Solid Rock I Stand, done by mother and daughter, Nicole and Anaya, of the Westmoreland Station.
Dear Father, we thank you for your promise that where two or three are gathered, you are there in the midst. Lord, we welcome you amongst us today to celebrate the gift of life that you have given to us each day. We ask that you open our ears so that we may hear your voice and act accordingly. Help us to share the hope of our hearts with one another. Enable us to give hope to others through your work. Use us to transform our nation and to spread your hope to every corner of this nation. Father God, our only hope is in you. We thank you for the past, trust you for today, and believe in the future, that all your promises will come to pass so we can rest forever in your love. Amen.
Prayer and beautiful song. Now, let us begin our discussion. What is hope? To cherish a desire with anticipation. To want something to happen or be true. To desire with expectation of obtainment or fulfillment. I hope to get that promotion. I hope for the sick to be healed. When people speak about hope in a spiritual way, it might mean believing good things will happen with faith in a higher power. They may direct their hopes outward in prayers, For others, it might mean always looking on the bright side and seeing challenges as opportunities. Now, let us turn to our audience to get their views. What does the Bible say about hope? Let us hear from Elena of the Hope Road Station.
Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Being confident that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus returns.
Thank you, Elena. God will always be that strong foundation that we need in our lives. Why is hope important to God? Let us hear from Kiara at the Spikestown Station.
What we hope for redefines what is probable and opens the path to what we deem impossible. Faith is putting your trust in God that he will bring the people from the war in Ukraine safely and give them a sense of comfort and peace of mind. Even if they are saying, why is this happening to us? We have done nothing wrong to deserve this. Hope will give them that assurance that the war will be over soon and that life in the Ukraine can get back to some sense of normalcy and release them from all their pain and suffering.
Thank you, Kiara. Once we keep believing that there is a God, we will always find comfort during our trials and tribulations. We will now listen to an enlightening piece called Hope Though in God, done by Sienna and Kayla from the Westmoreland and Rock Hall Station.
Hope Though in God. Why me? What is happening? Will it ever end? Have you ever asked questions like this before? I know I have. Sometimes I will be venting to a friend. Sometimes earnestly asking a spiritual mentor. And still other times crying out to God through the midst of a river of tears. Life always brings about difficult times. And those times often are accompanied by a myriad of questions. I would often talk to people to figure out why things in my life or family were so hard. But when I think of it, I really didn't want to know why things were the way they were. But rather, how could I go through them? How do we go through trials? What do we do when everything is going wrong? Or even when everything is going right, but we feel miserable? What do we do when we are discouraged? These questions are common today and have been so for centuries. Even men who we consider very spiritual men ask these kinds of questions. One of these men was King David. When we think of David, we typically think of David the warrior, David the king, or David and Goliath. We hardly ever think of David the depressed, or David the downhearted, or David the disillusioned. Yet from what we read in the Psalms, David may have been all of these things. How then could David write, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want"? How did David weather his trials? David discovered that God's presence is a solution to our problems.
Psalm 42 verse 5 says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me?" It doesn't take long before life begins to throw you a curveball. We all experience problems and learn to deal with them. We can even be hopeful for other people who are going through a rough time. But when it comes home to us, things change. David said, "Why art thou?" He was discouraged. He was down. He was dejected. For whatever reason, when the scene changes from Joe Smith's dad to my dad, the trite words of advice we just gave Joe don't seem to cut it for us. So what do we do? People tend to have different reactions to difficulty. Some people melt. Our text uses the words cast down, which has the idea of melting away. These people have no strength. and they want to run away, get out of the problem. They just want a normal life. Others react in anger. The word disquieted has the idea of noise or even to war. Anger is the response people have when they want to take control. They are tired of the problem, and they are going to do something about it. Sometimes this comes out through words, other times in fighting, and sometimes it doesn't come out at all. Like a volcano that is simmering, awaiting the right moment to break through the stony covering above. Reactions of teenagers can range from anger, partying, drug abuse, cutting, or even suicide. Frankly, anything that seems to dull the pain or give even a moment's peace is reasonable to someone who is burdened down. Regardless of how you or I personally react, we all do react, and we need to figure out the right way to react.
Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Psalm 42, verse 5. The first step to dealing with our problems is to hope. It is worth noting that the word hope is not what we normally think of in comparison to our current day usage of hope. We usually use the word hope to refer to something that we would really like to see happen, but have little expectation will happen. Such as, I hope I can get this job, or I hope that I pass my exam. These represent desirable outcomes, but lack certainty. The biblical use of hope, however, is quite different from our use of hope. In the Bible, the word hope has the idea of certainty. We may define hope as confident expectation. We know something will happen. We just have not experienced it. This is the way we are to hope.
Next, we need to recognize who we need to hope in. Our hope must be in God. Many times, our hope rests in ourselves or in another individual. Sometimes, our hope is in a doctor who will cure our parent from cancer. Sometimes it's in a relationship that will make us feel better. However, no matter how good a person may be, no human is capable of taking away our problems. The only one who is worthy of our hope is God. Why, you may ask? It is because of who our God is. God is the faithful God. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 to 23. God is the God of comfort. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. God is able to save us. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. God will never leave us. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. Any basic study of who God is will encourage you that God is worthy of your trust. What exactly can God do?
The third step is to hope in God for what he can do. The word in our text help is the same word used for salvation in many other places. This means that God is our deliverer. He is the one who can deliver you in the midst of your trouble. This is no better demonstrated than in the life of the author of our psalm, King David. David experienced the deliverance of God when he fought Goliath. He knew from personal experience that God can deliver from impossible situations. God wants to deliver you from your impossible situations. It is our responsibility to cry out to God, believing that he will deliver us. But what about when you cry out to God to deliver you and nothing changes? What do you do then? The answer is found in the last phrase, for the help of his countenance. The word countenance carries the idea of the presence of God. It literally means that God is with you. To be sure, God can deliver us from our trials. He wants us to call out to him to do so. However, God also uses our trials to transform us. As Job said, when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. It is in these times that we must trust the Lord, all the world believing he is with us. You see, when God's presence shows up in the middle of a trial, everything changes. All the circumstances may not change, but our response does. All of a sudden, we have peace where we were perplexed. We have joy where we were discouraged. Nothing changed, and yet everything changed. That is miraculous.
Thank you, Sienna and Kayla, for that uplifting peace, which reinforces that having hope in God is of utmost importance.
How do you define hope in yourself? We will now turn to Zachary from the Spice Stone Station.
Hope is an optimistic state of mind that is based on an expectation of positive outcomes with respect to events and circumstances in one's life. Let us look at COVID-19 and all the many lives that have been lost and the confusion it has caused in terms of the indecisiveness of taking the vaccine, which people were unsure of. Others were afraid of losing their jobs and not having the finances to look after themselves or their families, pay their rent or mortgage, and other outstanding debts, etc. They were also afraid of contracting the virus that they didn't even want to leave their homes. That's why having hope is a way of life that can be strengthened through connection with positive people and having a personal relationship with God.
Thank you, Zachary. What a privilege it is to know God. What is the purpose of hope? Please welcome Chelsea from the Westmoreland Station.
There is hope in the world. All hope is not lost. According to the Bible, God is the God of hope. Hope reduces feelings of helplessness, increases happiness, reduces stress, and improves our quality of life. Hope signifies the Christian expectation of eternal life and perseverance not to give up on salvation.
Thank you, Chelsea, for that reminder that we should never give up, no matter what. We will now go to our outside reporter, Samuel Greenwich, from the Hillaby Station, for some breaking news, as he will be interviewing Linda, voiced by Zaria Batiste.
Today, ladies and gentlemen, we have another inspiring story of hope. Our guest is Linda, and she is going to tell you about her experience.
Good morning, everyone. It's my pleasure to be here and to share my story with you. Since primary school, I realized that I am gifted in athletics and have represented my school at NASA. I then went on to do the same at secondary school. My dream was to win an athletic scholarship to study in Canada.
What did your coaches tell you?
They told me that I was well on my way to achieving this goal. Then COVID came along and everything went on lockdown. I felt like I could no longer achieve my goal.
That must have been devastating for you.
Yes, but I have a family who prays together, and one of the first things my mother reminded me of was that God said in his word, "No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly."
Did that put hope back into your spirit?
Yes, it did. But my mother did not stop there. She wrote out some scripture verses on the hope we can have in God. For example, "May the God of all hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him. My soul finds rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken."
Those are powerful verses on the hope we can have in God.
Yes, and just like Hezekiah, we can lay these promises before God, for he is not a man that he should lie. His promises to us are yes and amen.
So what was your final outcome?
When I applied for the scholarship and went for the interview, the panel took my track record and academic achievement into consideration, and I was successful. I am leaving in September to begin my studies in Canada. God is truly amazing.
Yes, he is. Your story is a testimony of how we can put our hope in God, because he never fails us. He comes through for us each and every time. Thank you for being here with us and sharing your story. I am sure it will inspire others to put their hope and trust in God.
It was my pleasure.
Thank you for that inspirational testimony. I am sure that many of us can relate to that in some way. Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. This is what gives us the love for God and the strong belief that no matter what we are going through, God is going to bring us out on top, even when things are very dismal. The hope of glory is the fulfillment of God's promise to restore us and all creation. This hope is not a wishful thought, but the confident expectation of knowledge that we are being changed by God and will one day see Christ face to face, having been conformed to his image. We are now going to hear from Shalia at the Rock Hall Station on her thoughts of hope.
A message of hope. John chapter 16 verse 33 says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Our hope is in Jesus because he died for our sins. So don't be discouraged by all that is going on in this world today. The suffering and pain can take aim and cause us to ponder, but only for a while, because our hope is in Jesus Christ. He laid down his life, bearing all our sin, so now is the time that we let him in to our hearts to bring peace above our uncertainty. By him and through him, we have the authority to speak life and bring change to our situations. God's begotten Son, our hope, Jesus Christ, he did it for you, he did it for me, our hope, our love, our destiny.
Thank you, Shalia. That's exactly what God wants us to do. Keep hoping, knowing that he is there for us all. Let's worship our God with the song entitled, This Little Light of Mine, by a combined group from our sister stations of the Rock Hall and Westmoreland.
Light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of
to God's heart when we use our talents to worship him. We will now have the closing prayer by Kayla.
Gracious Father, Thank you for making this day successful. As we depart, Lord, we ask you to be with us. May your angels go before us and clear the way so that we can reach home safely. Thank you for the lives that you have prepared beforehand for us to touch with your word. Lord, thank you for the laughter and the wonderful time that we've shared. May all glory and honor come back to you in everything that we do. It is in Jesus' name we believe and pray. Amen.
Thank you, Kayla, and amen. Without God, we are nothing. That's why giving him thanks always is very important. We have come to the end of our discussion, and we hope that we have enlightened our listeners on such an important topic. We here at the SHHWR Network want to thank our sponsor, Federal Motor Spears, for sponsoring this program, the staff at Starcom Network, and 97.5, who allowed us to use their facilities to host this special program, our listeners, participants, and of course, our audience. As we sign off, we will leave you to hear from Kayla and Faith from the Rock Hall Station with the song, Go Light Your World. Once again, good morning, and do enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you.
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. There is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle, and makes his home. Frustrated, bro.